Do you have an issues, etc. story to tell? We want to hear from you. Tell us your issues, etc. story by calling our comment line before Thursday, April 7th, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. Now, the listener with the best story will receive the first three Issues, Etc. books of the month for this year. 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384.
I need a simple and clear answer to this, and I think others will need this. If you believe that reasonable arguments exist to defend a statute's constitutionality, but the Attorney General or President says otherwise, will you defend the statutes or not? Or resign?
Senator, I would defend the statute unless instructed by my superior not to do so.
Well, see, that's not a good answer.
That's an exchange yesterday between Senator Orrin Hatch and President Obama's nominee for Solicitor General, Donald Verrilli. Normally, the Solicitor General does a couple things. He's the government's advocate in the U.S. Supreme Court, and he, on behalf of the government, defends laws enacted by Congress unless it impinges upon presidential authority or unless there's no reasonable argument to be made for the law. What about DOMA? Will he defend the Defense of Marriage Act? Joining us to talk about that, Brian Brown, president of the National Organization for Marriage. Brian, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me on, Todd.
What did you hear in that exchange from Donald Verrilli, whether or not he will or not defend the Defense of Marriage Act?
Well, I don't think we need to do too much tea leaf reading. It's clear that he will follow the administration's decision to simply not defend DOMA. And, you know, that's the decision that the administration has made. And it doesn't seem to have many qualms about refusing to do its duty to protect the Constitution. And that's exactly what's going on right now. The administration is not living up to its constitutional obligation to defend the duly enacted laws of Congress. And therefore, Congress itself is having to intervene to defend DOMA.
Did we see this coming earlier with the Obama administration, an unwillingness to get behind a duly enacted law of Congress?
Well, it was obvious from very early on that the Obama administration was, although on paper defending DOMA, it wasn't making any of the arguments that have been successful in other state courts. In fact, in its brief, the administration expressly disavowed the four public purposes of DOMA as enacted by Congress. Now, that's breathtaking. The department that is supposed to defend the law passed by Congress is itself saying that it's not going to, the key reason for passing DOMA, it expressly disavows those reasons. So we've been asking the House especially to intervene for the last 6 months, even before the administration came out and said, we won't even defend DOMA any longer on paper. And the fact was that what we were saying is because the administration is making such a poor defense, it's incumbent upon Congress to itself defend the law. And the fact that Obama has now taken the mask off and now even on paper is not defending the law, it's made it a lot easier for Congress to intervene. And Speaker Boehner has said that the House will intervene, and we're very happy about that because there needs to be someone standing up to defend the law, and who better than the House of Representatives, which itself passed the law.
So for those who aren't completely up to speed, what exactly does the Defense of Marriage Act require legally?
Well, it states that for federal purposes, marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and secondly, that no state will be forced to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. This is a very, very important and critical law because we do have states that have redefined marriage, and proponents of same-sex marriage are intentionally filing lawsuits based on the claim that, hey, we were married in Massachusetts, now we're going to move to, say, Alabama, and even though Alabama has passed overwhelmingly a state constitutional amendment defining marriage as the union of a man and a woman, they were filing lawsuits in federal court to overturn the law that was passed in Alabama. And so DOMA basically says you can't do that. And that's why there is a concerted effort to repeal it. The way around the fact that in 31 of 31 states, every time the American people, any state, has been able to vote on marriage, they voted to protect marriage as the union of a man and a woman. The way around it is through the courts, and the way around it is by attempting to use the full faith and credit clause of the United States Constitution to export same-sex marriages from states like Massachusetts to states that don't recognize it. And DOMA stops that from happening, and that's why it's so troubling that the administration is not defending the law.
So DOMA is really the only federal hurdle that advocates of same-sex marriage have against exporting, as you say, exporting same-sex marriage from state to state. Would a state's individual constitutional amendment, if it read correctly, provide further defense of that the citizens' right to decide on marriage for themselves?
Well, it should, but whether a law should do that is a different question than whether the courts will interpret it as doing such. So what I mean is that state constitutional amendments should trump an attempt for exporting same-sex marriage from another state. But without DOMA, you don't have a federal law that explicitly states that. And given that so many of our federal judges believe that the written text of the Constitution is not something to be respected, and that their own understanding of what marriage is, they're quite willing to impose upon the people and be judicial activists, DOMA's critical from stopping that from occurring.
I guess we haven't really explored the question of whether or not, if left undefended, or, as you mentioned before, if defended by some sort of measure taken by Congress itself, what kind of chances DOMA has against challenges to it in the Supreme Court.
Well, our system of law is an adversarial system. If you have a law that's being challenged, you need folks that are plaintiffs and folks that are defendants that are going to actually stand up and make the forceful arguments that are needed to win. So the fact that the Obama administration was not doing that, it did not look good, because without someone making those arguments, very easily a court could say, well, even the executive branch is refusing to defend this law. Because Congress is now intervening, and, you know, I'm very hopeful that very good lawyers will be chosen and that good arguments will be made, I'm much more hopeful that DOMA will remain intact. I mean, to argue that the federal government does not have the right to be involved at all in marriage is to go against the entire legal history of marriage. If you go back to the 1800s, there were states like Utah that couldn't become states unless they outlawed polygamy, for example. So there's a long history of the federal government having the right to both protect states from having their laws overturned and from the federal government itself standing up for marriage. So I think that that on paper and any clear reading of the Constitution and the legislative history, DOMA will win. And again, the fact that we're going to have folks making those arguments, I think, is critical.
Two quick final questions. How should the American public interpret President Obama's unwillingness to any further defend DOMA? What is he saying to the American people? About 30 seconds.
Well, up until this point, President Obama has said that he believes that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. I don't think you can continue to say that if you're not willing to defend the one federal law that keeps marriage in this country as the union of one man and one woman. So I think that that's now off the table. It's a question as to whether he will publicly change his position. He's saying that his position is evolving. But I think that people need to very critically look at the administration, and I think that people need to support Congress's efforts to defend DOMA. And also, there is a resolution, Vicky Hartzler's resolution, in Congress that now has about 105 co-sponsors that basically is a resolution disapproving what President Obama has done. And I think it's very important that congressmen co-sponsor that and that is passed to show that this is not only about marriage. This is about our very system of government. The executive branch can't simply refuse to defend laws whenever it doesn't like them, and therefore overturn the legislative branch of government by refusing to vigorously defend the laws.
Brian Brown is president of the National Organization for Marriage. You will find a link to the National Organization for Marriage at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Brian, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March. It is the last day of March, and it's still our Book of the Month. It's called the Faith of Life Student Study Bible. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Find out about this great study Bible for kids between 8 and 18. That's why it's called the Faith of Life Student Study Bible. You can also purchase it from Concordia Publishing House. Very easy to do so. Call 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Faith of Life Student Study Bible. 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the resurrection of Christ. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will be our guest. Also tomorrow, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 4 Issues Etc. soundbites. We'll play them for you. All you got to do is listen and vote for Soundbite of the Week tomorrow, Friday, on Issues Etc. We need to defend marriage legally. We need to defend it philosophically, religiously. Christians need to know why marriage is good. Not to depend upon presidents or Congress or even the courts to do it for them. They certainly should be doing this, so there's no doubt about it. But we as Christians need to know that marriage is good. We can start by saying it's good for kids. It's good for husbands. It's good for wives. And thereby good for all of society. And it kind of proves itself over time, doesn't it? I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.